The following may contain language that is not suitable for all audiences. It's time.
Do you think it really makes a difference when you swing that thing around like that?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I actually have no clue.
Well, it's the Low Fact Podcast. If you're new to us, thanks for checking us out. If you've been listening to us, thanks for hanging in.
What's the name of the depressed robot? Is it Marvin?
I think so. In the Hitchhiker's Guide?
Yeah. But the Doors kind of sound like that, too.
The who?
The Doors that open. They're like,
Oh, okay.
You don't remember the Doors?
No.
Yeah.
Neither the band nor the movie.
Oh, the band is awesome.
Oh, if you say so. So... lots to cover.
Really?
No, not really.
What the hell's wrong with me?
Oh, I don't know. So I was reading, I forget what I was reading, but it turns out that how like the Earth's weather kind of just depends on solar activity as well?
Right. But yeah, the solar flares and all that jazz.
Well, supposedly we're kind of, it looks like that there are indications for a minor cold snap coming up.
When you say coming up, like it's like long.
Well, it's long for us. It's within the next 20 years. So they're thinking that around 2044.
Dude, we're going to be old by the time it comes.
It's going to start getting a little bit cooler. And then it's going to be like a little bit cooler still, like in around 2070s.
Really?
But it's not going to be like Ice Age type of cold.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe it is. And the only reason why I'm unhappy about the fact that I have to wait at least 20 years for the possibilities coming up is because I've had to deal with this this form of money grabbing.
Uh-huh.
For essentially my entire adult life. And I really... Because... Okay. So for those of you that don't know... My theory about life and whatnot is that the capital C cunts, they do stuff thinking that it's not going to affect them in their lifetime.
Okay.
My entire life.
I know who you're talking about.
Every politician.
Oh, yeah. now he's explaining it.
Has said stuff like, we need to decrease spending for our future generations. We are mortgaging our children's futures. When I first heard this stuff, I was like 7 or 8.
And you like believed it?
Well, I was 7 or 8. I had no reason to believe or disbelieve.
Right.
You know, 40 plus years later, I'm sitting there going, you guys are all full of shit because they're saying the same stuff. And nothing's changed.
Right. There's still giant, like just more and more and more
debt. It's bigger. It's bigger.
Right.
Like, significantly bigger.
Like, the dick game is, like...
It's significantly bigger.
Like, factors and factors, right?
And the people that were talking about all this stuff, that how, you know, we're mortgaging our future generations, blah, 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 right?
Uh-huh.
They're dead. They don't give a fuck anymore.
They've just passed on that that message to the next generation of politicians.
Well, I think...
Just say this.
I think that just like... A few episodes ago, I made the statement that the real wealth is people, not money.
Right.
And I'm thinking that the people with the intergenerational wealth, they know that.
So...
Because everything's based on having as many people as you can
in
as low quality of living as you can. They want everyone to be slaves, or as close to it as possible.
So it's like the fucking books, then.
What books?
The dystopian books.
Maybe not.
It's kind of like that. And then there's also all the brainwashing and everything that's going on.
Well, which dystopian books are you talking about?
Yeah, 1984.
Well, that was written by a guy who's super smart and, you know, I guess, I don't know if he was like super
Animal
posh.
Farm, 1984.
They were both written by the same guy.
Brave New World.
That's a different guy.
Yeah. Which I have not read.
They're all really short books, though, is the funny thing about it.
Yeah, well, but they all make the top reading lists.
Well, because these are intellectuals who kind of looked and can tell.
Yeah, they called stuff.
But, well, I don't think they called anything. I think that they just kind of were students of history and could tell this is what we're like.
Right.
And what we're like is that we're pretty shitty. And
yeah, you have a different... I was talking to a buddy of mine this week about that, just how I have a very romantic view of people, and you do not.
I don't know if romantic is the correct...
And you know what he said? He was like, yeah, it's probably because your buddy might have seen some shit.
You have a rose-colored view.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
I
that's
think,
romantic.
Well, no, romantic is emotional.
Yeah, there's also emotion in there.
Well, you... Romantic covers all emotions, I think. It's emotional.
Okay.
As I understand the term.
But you just have like a very dim view of humanity, I think.
I think that's a prejudicial statement.
Really?
Yeah.
That you have a dim view of humanity?
Yeah, my view on humanity is not dim.
What is it then? Dull?
Well, now you just call me stupid. You're calling me mean and stupid.
You don't view humanity in a negative light.
I think I view humanity in the light that it shines, which is not very positive.
Dim.
I don't know about dim. I mean...
Well, maybe you don't understand what I'm saying when I say dim.
I mean, I probably don't.
You have a negative view of what people are like. Well, you view people as...
I have a negative view on what our nature is.
Right.
However, I also believe that God gave us something that he didn't give other animals. And so we can try and transcend our natural state.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, that's what my point is. Like, you should strive.
Strive to...
Be more than the brick that you are.
And fail.
Yeah.
It's just like it's like Groundhog Day. I'm well, like, this what if you're gonna fucking fail?
Well, I'm not gonna say my statement because it's the
same statement we always say.
And it's a statement that doesn't work on you.
We're all gonna die?
Your response to that statement is like, oh, I hate it when you say that. I'm like, okay.
Or what's the fucking point?
Again, another one.
Like if we're doomed to failure, then
failure isn't doom. I'm saying if we go by our abilities, maybe, maybe not. Look, society is the society that we live in, maybe the society that's been going on for the thousands of years, is geared towards making sure that the mediocre get way more than it's...
Than they should.
No, than their abilities would be able to get them.
Okay. Which some people would say is what they more than they should.
Or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we go straight on survival tactics or survival whatever, right? The person that can get the most food
survives
either through hunting or, you know, since we passed the hunting gathering stage through cultivating.
Uh-huh.
You get to live
along with your family, probably.
Right. Now, let's look at the people who we consider the most successful, the leaders, or whatever, what have you, right?
Today.
Yeah. What are they? None of them are people that actually could you throw them in a fucking desert island or someplace and say, survive, like the rainforest, the Brazilian rainforest.
They would have to have some other people to survive off of.
Brazilian rainforest, perhaps the deadliest, most dangerous place.
Where I said I could survive...
Well, that's because that was out of ignorance. You didn't know that you'd probably die within 24 hours in the brain forest if you didn't have anything.
Ugh. That's like the nightmare vision of Naked and Afraid.
Yeah. So, but also the Brazilian rainforest. Everything you need to survive is there. Right?
Yeah, but you have to know how to...
that's my point. You take any of our quote-unquote cream of the crop, our best people, the people who are the most successful, the people we are supposed to look up to for whatever, right? They would all die there within probably 2 days.
Yeah.
And I'm not being, like, you know, negative about it. I think it'd be kind of funny to throw Michael Jordan in there and see how long he lasts.
Oh, I was thinking of the politicians.
Them too.
It's funny, that was my immediate go-to.
They'd probably last even less longer. Michael Jordan was at least an athlete. I mean, he's over the hill and smokes and drinks a lot now, but...
Does he smoke? He's a smoker?
Well, he smokes cigars.
Oh, okay.
So, and when I was saying about... So people, the super wealthy and the wealthy, they know that the wealth is us.
Human labor.
Just people.
Yeah.
Get us to use all of our labors to enrich you, pay us, give us some kind of weird exchange, and we'll use that to pay and give it back to you for more stuff. It's like the company store at a frickin' coal mine. We'll give you housing, and there's a grocery store here and everything. Right. So you basically you go underground and put coal in your lungs all day long. Come up and spend all the money that you made. That we gave you back to us
for food. So the goal is to pass as little as possible.
No, the goal is to make us into slaves.
Mm. But not slaves in the...
Well, there are people that are actually literally slaves.
Right.
Those are the most unfortunate.
Right.
We are slaves and don't even... We are slaves and we want to be slaves.
Well, that was another thing that some of those guys all... Like, you know, the Orwells and the Huxleys and things. That's another thing those guys predicted, was that it would be, that we're just, you know, it wouldn't have to be actual enslavement. They would just use a whole lot of methods to make us essentially do it to ourselves. So that's great.
Well, the result's still horrible. And, you know, the fact that people want to be slaves, well, I think is sad.
But I don't think people can see it, Dave.
And you're saying that to make me what? Feel sorry for somebody?
No, I'm just saying, like, that's kind of sad.
Yeah, but it's their fault.
People can't see it.
It's their fault.
How is it their fault?
Well, you're supposed to be smart enough, right? Everybody thinks and talks about how smart they fucking are.
Yeah.
You're too dumb to see who's trying to kill you?
No.
You're too dumb to see who's exploiting you? But you're smart enough to see who's exploiting somebody else?
That's, I don't know, man.
I mean, you know, that's why I call myself stupid all the time.
Because you're a slave as well?
No, because I'm too dumb. Hey, if there's a good choice or a bad choice to make in a professional atmosphere, the good choice being you stay employed or you get more money or you do whatever, and the bad choice being you either stand up for yourself or you say, no, fuck this. This is unfair or this is wrong. You're an asshole. Whatever, right? I pick B.
Take your job and stick it up your ass.
I pick B.
Oops.
When I first came out here...
Not so much.
When I first came out here, I had two places that were kind of like sniffing around. One place was a shitty place that I didn't know was shitty. Another place, because I didn't know anything about any of the companies out here, was actually one of the larger places out here to work in my profession. And I picked the other one because I was like, well, I've already said yes and they're right here.
Dumbass.
No shit.
Dumbass.
I fully admit.
And I know the film too. I know the film that you said that you're like, whatever.
Yeah, I fully admit that I am. And you know what? That's my difficulty.
When you told me that story, I was like...
Yeah, you freaking idiot.
Yeah. But you know what? It's not like I haven't done stuff.
Well, so what's the... So, you know, why should I... I'm not down on anybody. You know, I have a self-deprecating sense of humor, and a lot of people hate it, and I'm like, fuck you. If you're not going to make fun of me, I need to do it.
Right.
Because...
Maybe they...
I'm not some...
Cause maybe they're afraid that the next thing that is going to be the humor will be turned on them.
Well, the humor's always turned on them anyway. If you're my buddy, you're going to get crap.
Yeah.
You know, one of my oldest friends lives down in San Diego. I love making fun of the fact that he's losing his hair. Because he was, you know, real studly dude when we were in college.
And now he looks like the father from...
Now he's gained a little bit of...
That 70s show?
Well, no, he's not. It's not that bad. I mean, now he's gained a couple of pounds in the middle, and he's losing a little bit up top. And hey, I love to make fun of him for that. And he's fine with it. He likes to make fun of how short I am.
Well, you are pretty short.
We'll see there. I mean,
not as quite as short as an Oompa Loompa, but
yeah, you know. I mean, look, I'm not like Viet Cong territory short, but I'm not a tall person. Actually, I don't think there would ever been a time in history when someone said I was tall. No.
But you don't seem short. That's the weird part about it.
When the Australopithecines were roaming the earth.
Were they short?
They were like 3 feet tall.
They weren't 3 feet tall.
Yes, that species of hominid was 3 feet tall.
Really? Mm-hmm. They were the height of a hobbit?
Mm-hmm.
Hobbit's 3'6", average height.
No, these were actual things, not these made-up things from some, like, pot-smoking English toff's...
I don't think he was a pot-smoker.
Okay, he's English toff's imagination. Was he a toff? Or was he one of those scholarship kids?
Yeah, he was fairly toffy.
Okay. So there you have it. That's the thing. So we, the Matrix, in its
No, his father died. No, he had to be taken care of by the church.
Okay, so he wasn't toffy.
Yeah.
He was like he was like two halves of the Flying Circus.
Which is what?
Monty Python.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Idle.
Mm-hmm.
He was essentially an orphan. His mom, like...
Oh, okay.
Remember, his mom had...
Yeah, no, Tolkien had a real hard time with things. His mom was, like, a big role in getting things to happen.
His mom had to basically kind of send him off to a school for...
Well, they had to, like, live... I'm not going to go into detail.
Of Tolkien?
Tolkien's life.
Why?
Because people don't really care. You don't care.
So... When has that stopped you?
Yeah, I'm not even
going to do it. When has my engagement in one of your stories stopped you from telling a story?
I'm just not telling it.
Wow.
Today I'm not playing.
Ooh, he's not playing, folks.
Yeah.
This time is serious.
Yeah, it is. What's that from?
I don't remember.
That's like a movie trailer.
So trying to go back to the point that I was having a hard time making in the first place.
Yes.
The powers that be... know that we are the funds. We're the wealth. And they're trying to use us all up. And we are letting them like a bunch of dumbasses. So, you know.
So what's this damn solution, Dave?
Don't do it is the damn solution.
But you have... No.
What? Oh, that's easier said than done.
The problem is getting paid, right? I mean,
well, no, it's easier said than done. That's not the problem. The problem is... We are basically in this prison. Just think of it that way. The Earth is a prison. We can't leave.
I thought you said a prison.
No, it's a prison.
Okay.
We can't leave, and there's something trying to get us all in there. All in the prison.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the people who think that they've got all the power, the people that think that they're out the top, they think they're like the warden and the prison guards and, you know, the folks that are just kind of got control of the system.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually the I forget the term, the trustees, the term, you know, for inmates that kind of sell out and get to
outside it's called a grass. It's the informants.
No. Okay, so like in a Nazi concentration camp, it'd be the folks that for slightly better treatment,
right,
would abuse and would be like the overseers.
Yeah, right? Sell out their...
Not a sellout, but they got a cushy esque job where they don't get, like, you know, they're still going to get killed.
Yeah.
But their time in the concentration camp could be a little bit better than, you know,
yeah,
everybody else. So
I didn't knock those people.
So, yeah. So if you go on a regular prison, if you watch the show called Prison Playbook, it's Netflix bought the rights to the show. It's actually a Korean show, which actually wasn't bad. I've watched it a couple of times.
Is it a drama?
Yeah.
It's not a documentary.
No.
Okay.
So the people that think that are doing well, quote unquote, right? Got the money, got the power, got whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They like to think that they're the folks that are in control, like the warden and the guards.
Uh-huh.
They're just the trustees. They're the other people in the prison that are getting special treatment because they work for them.
So who's in charge? The big guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not Joe Biden. And so, you know, these
come people, on, man.
These people think
come that, on, man.
These people think that they're in control, but basically, all and that's the funny thing because we also had a friend who would talk about how like you know whoever is controlling everything was doing that, and they're a part. And I was always like, but they're not a part from this. Like, oh yes, they are. They got their own schools. They got their own. We're like, do they have their own ways of eating?
Are they like?
Do they have their own sources of food?
They're pulling all the strings?
Yeah, there's nobody pulling the strings.
Oh, my gosh. I don't buy it either.
So, you know...
People are too stupid.
If you think you're doing well because, you know, whatever, you sold out or you're part of the group that they think, you know, you're part of the folks that are at the table,
uh-huh.
You're not. You're just kind of... You're just living a little bit better.
What if you're a billionaire? Same deal?
Yeah, you're just living a bit better.
So the billionaires aren't calling the shots?
Ain't nobody calling the shots.
No.
Nobody human.
So...
And let's face it. If you're a billionaire, yeah. What the hell did you do to make that?
I don't know any billionaires.
You think what you did... Okay, if there's any billionaires listening, ha-ha, wink-wink.
You can come hang out and have some, like, roast with us.
No, you can fucking buy some shit and bring it over here, you cheap bastard.
Oh, yeah, okay.
There's nothing that anyone can do that's worth that much whatever. Kudos.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Well, that's the fucked up thing is that people that look at those people who are basically struggling are like, oh my God, like, that's amazing. That person must be just so, such a great whatever. And I'm like, no.
All throughout history, all the wealth has been generated and is still being generated by... middlemen.
Hmm. So what are some examples?
What are some examples?
Oh, middlemen, yeah.
Amazon, what do? They give you a place where you can go to buy other people's shit.
So like the market. A market.
That's what merchants do.
Right.
They get somebody else's stuff and they sell it to some other sucker for more money.
They make so much money.
You know, Donald Trump. He didn't do... Okay, Donald Trump, whatever. But his mom... His grandmother's the one that made all the money.
Yeah.
Right?
She was the brains of the operation.
Grandfather was like a draft dodger from Germany. He didn't want to join the army. I can relate. So uh-huh. they ran to the United States. He died of the flu. So, you know, Grandma Trump and her son, Fred, she's sitting there like, what the fuck am I going to do?
When they first got here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he died shortly after they got here.
Okay.
So they're in New York. So she finds a room for rent for 25 cents. Gets it, rents it out somebody else for like 30 or 45 cents.
No way.
That's how you make money. That's what landlords do.
And then she just got another room.
Yeah. And then she made some more money.
Cheaper room.
She found another room. So like, oh, here's a better place for a buck. I'll take that and I'll rent it to you for $1.50.
Wow, that's smart.
That is in essence... what has made the world go round for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. And the people that have been making it or at the top of it didn't create a damn thing. Or if they did, they created something that was substandard. The assembly line system is a substandard thing. It will make people outrageously rich. It will keep people who should be dead from dying. Right, people that are incompetent that can't make fire, live out in the woods, all that. It will take millions, untold millions of them, and keep them from dying. Which okay is a good thing, right?
So without too many spoilers, what happens in Brave New World?
I don't remember. I haven't read it in over. In last time I read it was like 40 years ago.
Okay, I'm just gonna get it and read it.
But it's yeah. So it's just one of those things.
Mm.
All I remember is that like pneumatic is something that because they say society is based on Henry Ford. The assembly line system. So like a sexual compliment for someone is someone looking very pneumatic.
Oh wow.
Like a tire.
That's that's all you remember?
Yeah.
You got a weird brain.
Well, I'm pretty lascivious.
Not so much lately.
Well, no, I've always been lascivious. I just don't indulge in watching 2D dopamine.
Good.
Well, it's not even I just don't engage in watching.
Dopamine. People have no idea what you're talking about, but that's good.
Well, it's not really dopamine.
We're just going to have our own little code where we have a whole lot of things we talk about and no one knows what the fuck we're talking about.
Yeah, I just don't indulge too much in 2D time wasting. mainly because it's not that...
For someone who doesn't, who claims not to indulge in a lot of 2D time wasting, you watch a lot of 2D stuff, though.
I watch parts of a lot of 2D stuff.
Yeah.
Basically,
I feel like you're just killing time, though.
Basically, my evening is generally turning on an audiobook and trying to play, like, puzzle games.
I'm hit and miss on the audiobooks. It depends on the narrator.
Well, I usually only listen to books that I haven't, that I've read before.
Did you try Shogun yet?
No. I'm working my way through the Sharps series.
I'm going to go back and watch the original Shogun series
from 1983?
Yeah, after I've watched the FX one.
Oh, I'll watch that with you.
Because I don't remember the original very well.
Oh, I thought it was because you're like all hot for Richard Chamberlain.
Wow, that too.
Your first real crush.
Yeah. No. After that was after Princess Leia.
Okay, so who was your first real life crush?
Princess Leia.
I mean, person that you actually knew.
Shit. One of my teachers.
Was he good looking?
Yeah, it's one of my teachers. It was.
Which grade?
When I was in, I don't know, it was like standard one. It's probably like, what grade? Where do grades, is it just start with grade one?
Yes.
It's probably like second or third grade.
Okay.
Yeah.
You should.
She was kind of a hippy-dippy teacher.
Okay, well, you really haven't strayed far from your likes like that, huh?
Nah, I still like the hippie girls.
Mm. Tisk tisk.
I think she was the first. So it doesn't count if it's an actress on TV or in a film, right?
Well, those do count, but I was asking you...
Because the first non-real-life one was Carrie Fisher, was Wonder Woman, for sure. Wonder Woman, and then Carrie Fisher, then Princess Leia.
I'm guessing, but I think all these shows got to New Zealand. Oh, no, never mind. I'm
a little bit late, probably.
Yeah, so you were like, what, 15, 16 when those shows came out?
No. But yeah, Linda Evans, man. Good Lord.
You mean Linda Carter?
Oh, who did I say?
Linda Evans.
I mean Linda Carter. I like Linda Evans, too. But yeah, Linda Carter, man, Wonder Woman. Good gracious.
Freakish build.
Yeah. She's incredible.
Mm.
How about you?
Oh, mine was my fourth grade teacher.
Do you remember her name?
Yeah, and I'm not going to say it.
Why not?
Because.
Oh, come on.
What?
You're not going to say her name?
You didn't say yours.
Yeah. I can't remember mine.
Oh, but.
You can remember yours. That's the difference.
Well, yeah, and the funny thing is that's
what if she heard? She might hear.
I suppose she could. She's what? She's probably in her 70s by now.
She might still be hot as hell.
Not in her 70s. She's not going to be.
You don't know.
Oh, I do know. I don't go for the geriatrics. But funnily enough, all the women that I go for look oddly like her.
Is it because of her?
I hope not, but could be, right? So like all the
what women. What grade did you say it was?
Fourth.
So you were what?
5, 7, 8, 9.
Okay. Yeah. That's funny. That's usually when the crushes start.
But
when you're a kid.
The funny thing is the way she looked. So you know. Okay. So what kind of look do I like?
Tall, athletic, blonde, and goofy.
Yeah, that was her. She's about 5. She's probably about 5'5". She was slim build.
We're tall-ish. Tall-ish.
Blonde. And she was actually pretty good. She was cute.
Wow.
And I think, funnily enough, all the women that I tend to kind of be attracted to look like that.
That's weird, bro.
But my friend, who's also a teacher, she used to teach the fourth grade.
Mm-hmm.
She would say that it was kind of funny that when she would see some of her students that she had taught, like when they're in high school or in college later, and like they really go for these like short, big butt.
Like people that look like her?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
So anyway.
Are we done?
That means time is up and we haven't gone through all the subjects that we wanted to, but that's a good thing because we don't want to run out of material.
Plus, there's a roast to be seen too.
And more importantly, we want you to keep coming back and listening to us because, you know, we're only doing it for you guys.
We are, and we appreciate you guys listening.
So like, subscribe,
And
comment.
Tell your friends about us.
Get more people to like, subscribe, and comment.
So that we can...
take over the world.
And upgrade.
Like itchy in the brain.
See. Anything else you want to say?
Oh, pinky in the brain.
Would you say itchy in the brain?
Yeah,
itchy and scratchy.
I was mixing up two different cartoons. All right.
All right, everybody. Kids.
See you.
Bye.